KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another hearing in the case of a Maryland man shipped off to a prison in El Salvador despite a 2019 ruling shielding him from deportation. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
A federal judge is ordering sworn testimony by Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her orders to facilitate the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He was mistakenly deported to a notorious El Salvador prison last month. The U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Trump administration to return him. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
Garcia's attorneys deny the allegations and say he was never charged with a crime. The judge says that the White House is defying a clear Supreme Court order. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A second U.S. aircraft carrier is operating in Mideast waters ahead of the next round of talks with Iran over its nuclear program. An Israeli airstrike struck the gate of a field hospital in Gaza, killing a medic and wounding 9 other people. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought shelter in tent camps there. And Haya Panjwani reports Elon Musk's Doge team is trumpeting its latest finding.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in alleged fraudulent unemployment claims. But the fraud that the Department of Government Efficiency is claiming to have found seems to be a lot like work federal investigators reported years ago. Doge says its review found abuse, including filings made by people with birth dates indicating they were just children over the age of 115 or not even born yet. The Department of Labor's own Inspector General found major problems in pandemic unemployment benefits, which it reported years ago on a far larger scale than what Doge said it found. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. Mike Kempen on Peeps.
It's the great Easter basket question, to peep or not peep. Millions are made daily by Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Caitlin Servian is the company's brand manager.
We make 5.5 million peeps every single day, which is approximately 2 billion peeps per year, enough to circle the earth not just one time, but 2 times.
Peeps is Just Born's most recognizable brand and one of a handful of candies that evoke strong reactions, good and bad.
We think that Peeps have become such a cultural icon because they've been passed down through generations. Families that have put them in Easter baskets or received them in their Easter baskets are then passing them down to their children and family and friends.
Servian says there are many ways to include Peeps in celebrations. People have been known to use them in recipes and even artwork. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.